This is a dictation for Vinnie Stephens. V-I-N-E-Y S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S. Vinnie Stephens. Vinnie Stephens is a patient who is 87 years old. She presents herself with a ongoing chronic pain in the lower back, shooting down to the both buttocks and posterior part of the thigh and the legs, as a numbness and tingling, and these pains are affecting her ADLs significantly. The pain is occupying across and lower back, as well as both the tailbone, especially the left side, more worse, along with back spasm. She also has reported a shooting pain in the both front thigh, also beside in the posterior part. Some pain in the right knee is also reported today. She is a wheelchair bound, and she reports that when she gets up, she experiences more pain in the lower back as well as in the knee. No history of any fall, accident, or work injury. She also reports color changes in both the forearms, hands, upper chest, and the face, as a dark patches of melanin deposits. Pain level remains between 8 and 9, and ADLs are affected 8. 80% relief is reported by the patient through the through the medication use and therapy. Please review the chart for ADL, which is reported general activity 10, and in neurology, and the rest of the system review please review the chart. Additional history, please review the chart. And current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 132/98. Pulse is 69. Pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam is from the previous visit of 0818-043, date of service 6/29/2023. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Prilosec 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Neurontin 600 mg three times a day for 90 tablets for nerve healing and for nerve issues. For pain control, Tylenol codeine number 4 every 12 hours, 10 tablets were provided to cover her until the MRI is available. The patient reported that her MRI could not be done, as she has a pacemaker, and because of that, a CT scan will be needed. Anyway, the MRI could not be done due to the insurance company not authorizing. Patient will be seen in 15 days time at this time, and she's advised to use heat, infrared heat, laser heat, wet heat, use a gym, a water pool, home exercise, including the hot pool is requested. Patient understand them. Her son is accompanying, who has been informed about all of these. Thank you.